for once, I'm speechless. That doesn't happen very often if you ask my 400 children.
What does it mean to you, and what do you think it's going to mean to your school as well?
I haven't told many people that I'm here today. My family know, and my senior leaders know as well. The rest of my staff and my school community do not know. Because if I'm completely honest, I did feel a bit fraudulent when I opened the envelope and saw that I had been awarded something, but you're not told what. Because behind every head teacher, behind everybody who works in education, there is a great team. And actually, although I'm very grateful having the Kent Head Teacher of the Year award presented to me, it's not for me, it's for my school. It is completely my team. We've been through some turbulent times. I've been there 9.5 years, and we are a community. When I show parents around, when I show prospective staff members around, it's all about the community. I've held children in my arms when they were babies whilst parents were watching the nativities. They're now in the school. We're seeing circles of staff, children who came through our school, who are now back as teaching apprentices as well, teaching assistant apprentices. I think I'm speechless. It doesn't happen very often. It really doesn't happen very often.
And tell us about your school for anyone who hasn't heard of your school before or doesn't know too much about the community that you're within.
So we're Timberwood Primary Academy. We are located in Gravesend, and not many of the community know that we exist. We have huge grounds, and many of our families have quoted us as being a hidden gem of Gravesend because we don't have a large school frontage, so not many of the community know that we exist. We belong to the Reach Stuart Academy Trust, which has 60 primary schools in England.
So a hidden gem within Gravesend, but for all schools, it has been an incredibly challenging time. How has it been for you?
It's been, as it has been for all primary schools across the nation, COVID has hit everybody hard. Our biggest priority was rebuilding our community, having the trust within together, of trusting each other, the families coming back to us and rebuilding our children, because we believe that every child has the potential to succeed. It doesn't matter what they want to be, we believe that they can make it, and our staff are fully behind that.
We've heard how hard all staff are working. How nice was it to come here this evening and to hear so many inspirational stories from other schools and other teachers?
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful. I just sat there and just lapped up every single story that was being spoken about, and just admiring everybody in the room and admiring all those people that aren't in the room as well, because as I said earlier, it's a team effort. Behind every person in that room, there was a team behind them.
I think you have to be a very special person to be a teacher, don't you? Because throughout all the tough times, you guys still keep going, and you're there for our children every step of the way.
We have a mantra: when the going gets tough, we keep on going. We set the weather in our schools. We are the sunshine in our children's lives. So no matter what's going on in our own lives, no matter what's going on outside in the world, we are the sunshine that keeps them moving.
Well, huge congratulations again. Thank you so much and well done.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to say, perhaps to your teachers, who are going to be very surprised when they hear this?
I'm sorry for keeping it a secret. Most importantly, thank you, because you are the team behind me that makes the school amazing. You guys can run without me because you are such an amazing team, and I can't thank you enough.